types out there again. I call that
Marilla.
Shake.
Oh, it's gone. It's gone. There we go. Okay, good.
That's because I do know the connection.
Okay, good.
Take it out and blow it.
So we have here. So we have here a complicated sugya. So, but essentially, the reason why I'm doing this complicated sugya is because the question is how far kavod extends. Like, what could it gets into? What could your father tell you to do? What could he not tell you to do? What comes under kibud avayim? You know, only serving him, anything he wants. And I saw someone brought these sources. Like, there's a Ramban and there's a Rashba and there's a Gra, and like it's all rooted in this Gemara. So even though it's the sugya, but in order, there's a little bit of legwork, a cheshbon, to get to the point. But I just think you can't avoid it because it really is intertwined in the sugya. It's not like it's intertwined in the facts. You just can't avoid doing the facts here. But I'll try to simplify things as much as possible. Okay, so basically you have halacha of yibum. Okay, whenever you get yibum, it always gets complicated. But essentially, yibum, you have two brothers, I guess, and one of them gets married. Okay, one of them gets married. Now, under ordinary conditions, if a person were to sleep with his sister-in-law, his brother's wife, that's one of the arayos. Okay, you can't sleep with your sister's your brother's wife. Okay, even after they're divorced or whatever, I think it's an erva. Okay, even if they're divorced, death, it's an erva. Okay, if you sleep with your brother's wife, that's an arayos. But the halacha of yibum is that if your brother dies childless, then the mitzvah is for you to take over his name, so to speak, and marry his wife. Okay, and that which would normally be an erva, but basically the mitzvah of yibum is telling you that here it's a mitzvah. Your brother dies, and his wife, right? So his wife happens to also be your wife's sister. You're married. She happens to also be your wife's sister. Now, it's another erva to sleep with your wife's sister. Okay? To sleep with your wife's sister. Married two sisters, right? Yeah. Two brothers and two sisters. Fine. So she happens to also be... So maybe you'll say... So you'll say, but now she's an erva. Yeah, but you see that, for instance, she was an erva anyways, that you do it anyways. That's the mitzvah. So you might say... That's so that here too, that the mitzvah of yibum is going to knock off the isser of sleeping with your wife's sister. Right? You might say, we'll push it off. So the Gemara says, no. Aleha, there's a Gzeirus HaKasuv, Aleha teaches you not that way. Okay? There's a Aleha, but you have a special Gzeirus HaKasuv which teaches you they don't say that. It has done that before. I don't know if it's like, let's see what happens. Yeah. Okay. So, fine. And now it's gone. Okay. So that's basically the thing. That's the Gemara on Gimel and Beis. It says Minan Imili. The Tana Rabbanon Isha Lachos Losika Chlitzra Galus Ervala Aleha Bechaya Aleha Matan. What does Aleha teach you? Lefishna Yivama Yavola. It says Yivama should sleep with her. She should sleep with Yivama. Yivama should sleep with her. So Shomea Ani Afilo Beachas Mikal Harayas Moris Betora. I'd say even by an erva, even if the woman who you're doing yibum to happens to be one of the arayas, you do it anyway. So it says no, never kana lehav, never lana lehav, alam makumitz or whatever. So it's a lima. Let's not get to lima. The idea is it's a lima. Aleha. The word aleha teaches you that you do not say that the mitzvah of yibum is going to knock off a krisos. Okay, a lav sheish ba kares.
The other lav didn't have kares?
It did, but that's like that implicit in yibum. Right. But a different lav. A different erva. So I would have thought, apparently, that the mitzvah of yibum is going to, the asay of yibum is going to knock off a lav sheish ba kares. An arayos, an erva. Kamash malan, aleha teaches you it doesn't. It doesn't. Okay? Fine. So the Gemara says... Yeah, there's something kind of... So the Gemara at the bottom of... if you look at the bottom of Gimel Amud Beis, okay? So I'm sorry I left this out, but it's six, seven lines on the bottom of Gimel Amud Beis. It says, Taima de Kasav Rachmana Aleha. The reason why you say that Yibum doesn't knock off the Krisos is because it said Aleha.
Where is it?
It's a line under that.
Okay, yeah,
thanks. Okay, the right line under ish, in parentheses. Time of the Kazar on Aleha. If not for that, I would have thought that you do yibum to your wife's sister. right?
My
time, why? Because you'd say simply, because there's an asay of Yibam, there's a lot of say of sleeping with your wife's sister. So therefore, fine, I'll say the whole say. So it says, Emer damrina, and I say the, asya say v'dachi losa say greda. That's only by a regular, a plain, losa alone. Right? Losa say sheish ba kares midachi. But does it knock off a losa say which has kares? Okay? So what do you need aleah for? Where do you ever see? Why would you even ever have a mina to think that the asay of Yibam would knock off a los asay sheish bokaris? Where do you see precedent for that? Okay? Okay, that's the question. Now jump. Okay?
So he's doing that the whole time?
Okay, so now the Gemara picks up two daf later in trying to answer that question. What do you need aleha for? Why don't you just say it's obvious that an asay can't be docha a los asay sheish bokaris? Because where do you ever see precedent for that type of a thing? The idea of a seidach lase is a chiddush, but where do you see a seidach lase shish bakaris? That's a whole different level. Okay, so the Gemara now gets into kibud avayim. It's hammer based. So it says ella itzterch. Okay, it's like 7-8 lines from the bottom. Ella itzterch. Salchday tachamina is the last word in the line. Samach dalara.
So itzterch is referring to aleha, right?
Yes. Rashi says salchday tachamina ilok siv aleha ledrasha. If it didn't say aleha. Tasi asay v'dachi lo sasei sheyesh bakaris. I'd say that asay will come and knock off lo sasei sheyesh bakaris. Mikibud avayim. So I'd say you learn out that asay will be docha lo sasei sheyesh bakaris from kibud avayim.
Yeah.
Where do you see that? Detanya. Right. So it's like this. So slightly mina. Tasi mikibud avayim. Detanya. Yachol yehi kibud avayim docha shabbos. I might think that kibud avayim is docha shabbos, which in general is garis. Right? If you violate one mamtas malachos, the mezer without hasra, I believe, so see a kares. Okay, so Shabbos is kares. So I might think kibud avayim is docha that, right? Oh, how would that be? It sounds like I say docha lo se shish bagares. Talmud lomar ish imavav of tira'u, ve'as shabbos usay tishmaru. Kulcham chayv mechvodi. You don't say, because it compares Ishimot Tirao to Shavsay Tishmoru to show that even though it's Ishimot Tirao, but it's not going to take precedence over on Kvod Hashem.
You didn't say if you didn't have this.
Right, exactly. So it says, My love, the Amar Le Shchot Li, Bashali. Isn't the case? What's the case? Must be the father tells you to slaughter something for me on Shabbos, to cook for me on Shabbos. The time of the cause of Rachmana is Shavsay Tishmoru. It's only because of this limud which tells you don't think that the asay of kibud avayim is going to be docha Shabbos because ani Hashem kulchem chayim mechvodi. Just kulchem chayim mechvodi. Halav achi. If not for this limud,
dochi.
So I say it's docha. So I would have said an asay is docha lo say sheish bakares, and you need a pasuk to exclude it. So therefore, I would say if not for aleha ba yibam, I'd say the same thing that the asay would be docha lo say sheish bakares, and therefore you need aleha to teach you it's not. Okay? Mm-hmm. You guys with me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the Gemara says, no. It's not true. It's not talking about where the father tells you to do shechita or bishul. Rather, lav de mechamer. Okay? So rather, it's a halacha, there's a lav on Shabbos to be mechamer arashi, mechamer achar behema. It's like to drive or to lead your animal. Okay, I think it's a lav of shvis vehemta. I think it's a shehuba lav delosa kam lach ato vehemtacha. Okay, ubahai lav like a karis. To lov in maisa be gufe. Okay, commandam pregni shesha mechamer vehemta b'shas pater. So he's saying, no, it's not talking about if your father tells you to violate child. Mamish one lam tos lachas. If your father tells you to violate one lam tos lachas, of course it's not going to be docha, because when I say, isn't docha, elosa shesh b'karis. Right, it's trying to revive the question, right? So what's this braisa talking about? It must be it's talking about the father says you should please do mechamer for me. Do mechamer means drive my animal to whatever to get me some food or whatever, you know. So in that case, that's not a losa sheish bakaris. That's just a regular losa say. So I would think that kibud avayim is docha that. Right, which is good, because in general, I'll say, the Chalos will say, Kamash Malan, that is Shabbos Leit Shemaru. It's not. Right? Kamash Malan's not. So the Gemara says, well, hold on a second. It says, V'afilachi lo dachi, elo dekai melanda, as you say, the Chalos will say, Ligmar Me'achad, the Lolitchi. 1 second, so why don't That's a problem, because now if you're going to tell me it's talking about Lav de Mechamer, it's talking about a regular losaseh, and the Pasuk is teaching you from Shabbos that from the Bar Akiva Ravaim, that Kibra is not docha a regular losaseh. So why don't I learn out from here a general principle that maseh can't be docha losaseh, a regular losaseh, based on these kinds of things, like this is in the formative process. So I would say, so why don't you learn out from here that ain't nasei docha losaseh altogether? Because you see, by Kibra Ravaim, tells you to do kibud avayim, and to do kibud tefkutvah tells you to do mechamer, which is, I should say the chalot say. Apparently, you don't say it. Pasuk is teaching you, so this should be like a binyanav to set up a category that whenever you have an asay, it's not dov halot say. Right? So it says, no, v'chi tema, maybe you'll tell me shiny lavi de Shabbos, de chamiri, maybe you'll say, no. The reason, really, I say docha losa, say, why is it not docha here? Because this is a lav of Shabbos. That's why it's not docha. It's not going to be docha. Shabbos is a chomer type of thing. But a regular asay is going to be docha. Asay is being docha, regular losa say. It says, v'hatana ba'almakoy, v'lokaparach. But you see that the Gemara learns out, compares the Shabbos thing, learns out from Shabbos, and doesn't restrict this just to Shabbos. The Tanya, yachal amar lo aviv hitameh, if your father tells a Kohen to become tameh, yosh amar lo al tatsir, he tells you not to do a Shabbos Aveda, which is the lo sasei, yachal, lo sasei, to abandon Aveda, yachal yisham alo, tameh lomer, ishim ova aviv tiro, veshab say tishmoru, kulchem chayim mechvodi. So you see that the Gemara, the Braisa, said, learns out that it's not restricted just to the lavim of Shabbos, but kibur avayim nasev, kibur avayim is not tocha any lo sasei. Or any laws to say whatsoever. So don't tell me the only reason why here is because of Shabbos. But really, Kavod Avayim is not docha any laws to say. Any regular laws to say. So why don't you learn from here that it's talking about that and I say it's never docha laws to say. Okay? So basically, the Gemara has itself stuck in a pickle. Okay? You have to go one of two ways. And I'm just going to lay it out here for you, because the way the Gemara answers it, according to Rashi and Tosas, is going to be these two ways. Okay, so I'm going to show you some fun things. But essentially, you have the halacha here, is that the Bryce is saying is that I might think that Kibud Avayim could be Docha Shabbos, Kamash Malon, it can't. As Shabbos Lai Tishmoru is a special exercise. Fine. So now there's two ways to go. Either you say it's talking about the Lamentas Malachos, right? Either you say it's talking about the Lamentas Malachos, in which case you see that in general, anasei is docha alos asei sheish bakares, right? In which case you say anasei is docha alos asei sheish bakares, which is, I guess, what the Gemara is trying to show. That in general, it would be docha alos asei sheish bakares. You could say that, okay? In which case, we'd prove its point. Or you could say, no, it's not talking about an alos asei sheish bakares. It's talking about mechamer, a separate an isser of mal, a regular isser, deraisa, but no kares. In which case it's saying is, I might think that asay would be docha, kibbutz would be docha that los asay, teaching you it's not. In which case you have a problem, is that, so then why don't you learn out from there that asay is never docha los asay? Okay? Mm-hmm. Fine. So now, the Gemara is going to, the question is, where are you going to go from here? So now the Gemara answer says, no. It says, ma la'ela mishum de'ikol ha'mefrach. Ma la'hanach shekein hechsher mitzvah. Because you could refute it and say, no, this is a hechsher mitzvah. Okay, this kibud avayim is a hechsher mitzvah. Okay.
Now you're saying that you don't have to learn that like Rashi.
There's gonna be two ways, Rashi and Tosos, right? But the question is it now going back on the first thing, assuming it's lamentas malachos, or is it going on assuming it's lav de mechamer? Okay, there are gonna be two ways to go. Okay, we'll do them one at a time. I'm just, you know, just so you don't, you know. We do Rashi, don't think it's the only way to go. Yeah, you'll say, there's going to be another way to go. But let's just do it, okay? So the Morris is like, let's see Rashi.
Ella.
Ella. Just pshat, I'm speaking out. Pshat. So Ella, you see Rashi is Ella. La'olam de amarle shechali bashali. Really, it's going back. So you're right, the Mechamer thing, you can't say it's Mechamer, because if you said it's Mechamer, then you'd really be learning out from here that an asay wouldn't be docha los asay, which, forget about it, we can't, ever, so we can't say that. So rather, it must be that it's talking about a regular lamentas malachos. Aye, so if that's the case, then you see from here that asay docha even los asay sheish bakaris, in which case we've solved our problem.
And we understand why we need aleha.
But it's saying that ikal mefroch, you can't do that. Ella lo mashli, right? Vafilu achi lo itzroch aleha. Still, you don't need aleha. Still, you don't need aleha. Dika lemefrach ma lahanach shachal li bashalish kein hechsher mitzvah. Yeah, the reason why here, because shachal li bashalish is really only hechsher mitzvah. It's a hechsher mitzvah. Bechil lo Shabbos. Vakiras lo, what does it mean? Vakiras lo sase hu mekayem asay the kibbutz.
Right.
Through the violation of the Los Asay, you're actually doing the Asay of Kibbut. Vizehu Hechsher Kiyumo. And this is the Hechsher of the Kiyum. Okay? I mean, that's a good question. It's not, that is what brings about, prepares, sets the stage for the really the Kiyum of Mitzvah. The Iyash Elikaimah, below Kir's love, there's no way you could possibly fulfill your father's command of cook for me without violating the love. So it's like a direct, like, clash. And that's when you would say that an asay is docha alos asheshir. So I would say that the asay is going to be docha alos asheshir, because it's like a head-on clash. There's no other possible way to ever fulfill my father's word if not for violating the mitzvah, violating the nisr. Aval yibam, bapa yibam, lo zebil vad hechsher kiyam ha'aseh. And that's not the only way to fulfill the asay of yibam, shar yachol achlots, v'lo yakor lav shel erva. Right? You could always do chalitza. In other words, it's not a head-on collision. You have this case where she's your wife's sister, so you're saying his, this asay should be docha the losh yesh bakarish. Whoa, hold on, you could do the asay by doing chalitza. There's two options. Yibam chalitza are two options, two valid options. So if that's the case, I'll tell you that there's no precedent to say that when you have an asay which could be mekuyam in a different way, there's no precedent to say that that should be docha. So if that's the case, let's talk aleha. So what do you need to have aleha to teach me that it's not docha? But why would I think it's docha in the first place? This isn't your limud from Kibbutz of Aim doesn't show you, it's not a comparable case. It's true, a pure asay is even docha losay sheish bakarit. But when the asay could be fulfilled in a different manner, who says you say such a thing? Yes.
Right, it's a different emphasis of hechsher.
Correct. Hechsher mitzvah here is not the normal way of hechsher mitzvah. I believe that's the way they all ask on Rashi. Rashi's not excited, it's not a popular position. But I think that was one of the ways the Ramban formulated the question. I think he says, like, it's not the way, that's not what hechsher mitzvah means. Hechsher mitzvah normally means, and
right.
You see, Tosfos learns it. It means it's like it's not the mitzvah itself;
the
it's like the preparation for the mitzvah.
Right.
Rashi's learning hechsher mitzvah means it is the etzem, the real mitzvah. That is the very mitzvah itself.
Right.
You know, but
by chalitza and yibam.
Yeah, Hashem mitzvah. Where it's not really because it's not yibam itself because you have another option. I mean, it's a different. I mean, it would be nice if we could explain according to Rashi what's up with that way of talking. It's not the normal way of talking. You know what I mean, but that's the way he learns the Gemara. Okay, that is the way he learns the Gemara. I think we'll see Tosa's way now, and we'll see. But there are problems with Rashi. Because Yibam is Yibam. Yibam is one mitzvah asai. Chalitza is different mitzvah asai. I mean, it's you're not really mekayim Yibam by doing chalitza. I mean, like, that's one problem. It's like, in general, you don't. The Gemara's don't consider that. I mean, Tosa's asked. I mean, I don't want to go through all the questions, but that's like one type of thing. It's like, Yibam is Yibam. Yibam you gotta do. If you want to be Yotza Yibam, you gotta do Yibam. Now, it's true, you could pot yourself from Yibam and do a different mitzvah, but Gemara's don't treat that as like two different options. Gemara's treat that as yibam is yibam and chalitza is chalitza. I mean, and there are different issues. If you only go through the, you know, the different problems they have on Rashi's way of reading, but I think for the sake of simplicity, I don't want to do that. I just want to jump to how Tosfos learns it. Okay, for whatever reason, in terms of the whole Gemara, they don't like the way Rashi's learning, and they learn a different way. Okay, I believe also. I think it's Tosfos, I think the Rashba, I think the Ramban, I think the Rivol. So I remember I looked around a lot, and they're all against them. So let's jump to Venir Lari. Oh, and Rabbeinu Chananah. Okay. Okay, so far so good? Okay. So, because what I'd like to do as much as possible, I mean, maybe we'll do a little bit, but the main thing is I want to get this, I want to use this to understand Kibbutz of Ayin. So I don't want to necessarily get too involved, you know, in the sugis of, say, the Chalos, you know. You'll see, it becomes important in terms of Kibbutz of Ayin. Okay? You'll see, there's going to be a machlokes is going to pop out of this in terms of Kibbutz of Ayin. So it's a Venir Lari. You see, it's in Tosfos Shekein Hechsher Mitzvah. It's all the way down. It's like six, five lines from the bottom. Venir Lari. Okay? V'chein Pirush Rabbeinu Chananel. Tibalav de Mechamer Mukila. Okay, so really, the Gemara is going on the track of Mechamer. In other words, it's saying that, now this isn't talking about a los asesheish bakaris. Really, why, say it would never be doch a los asesheish bakaris. Forget about it. You don't need a law, because there's no such thing. Alright, so what's it talking about? It says, rather, do mechamer. Do a regular law. So it says, I might think the say of Shav, of Kavod will be docha. The law says, say, regular law teaches you it doesn't. So when it says, aye, so if that's the case, you should learn out, in general, that an say is not docha, law says, say. So it says, no. The law of the chamukilah. Mehacha lo nelef ba'alma de lo litchi lav greza. You can't learn out because Kavod isn't docha mechamer, therefore a say is never docha, law says, say. Dema lekibud shekin hechsha mitzvah. By Kavod, that's a hechsha mitzvah. Shekish mechamer umetame. Right, and it was in these cases where you're not doing being a tame or you're not doing the aveda in order to bring your father the birds or whatever. You're not actually feeding him. You're not actually dressing him. The mitzvah of kibud av v'aim is really actually feeding him, actually getting him dressed. Here, he's not telling you, get me dressed. He's just saying, I want you to travel across this field. You're a Kohen. This field is Tuma. I want you to travel across this field in order to do the mitzvah of Kavod. But this is just a Hechsher mitzvah. The violation of the law isn't the Aseh itself. It's the Hechsher of the Aseh. And that's why the Aseh of Kibud av v'aim isn't Docha Mechamer. Okay, that's why. Avo be'alma, d'avid gufa mitzvah, but regularly, where you're actually doing the mitzvah itself through your, which is why I don't know what to say, not hechsher. Yofina, mekalayim betzitzis, d'dachi. You learn out from kalayim betzitzis, which is a paradigm, but if you're wearing, it's like you're wearing a garment, which is kalayim, but that is tzitzis, right? Let's say it's a wool garment, it's a pishtan, a linen garment, and tcheilas is made out of wool. Tcheilas has to be made out of wool. Okay, tchelos means blue wool. Okay, so that is a los asay of kalayim, but an asay of tzitzis. So it's docha. So that's the paradigm. But that's in the very thing itself. That's not a hechsher. The wearing it is the key of tzitzis. So that's why I learn that from there. When it's a mamish, a head-on collision, that's when it's docha. But in the reason why by kavod it's not docha is because it's not really a head-on collision. Right? It's not really a head-on collision because the kavod isn't to cook for him. Cooking for him isn't the kavod. Feeding him is the kavod.
Why did you need a limud?
Good question. Leave that for a second, okay? The omari, right? Because now I'll ask you, let's say you are actually doing the mitzvah.
By where?
By the father. Let's say the father actually tells you to dress him with shatnez, let's say. Something like that. I don't know. Something where there actually is the guf mitzvah. It says, the kibud av afilu osik beguf mitzvah lo dachi. Even if you'd work out a scenario where the violation of the mit of the iser of the lav is actually kavod, it's not just a hechsher for kavod, but it's actually kavod. Okay, still it would be docha. It wouldn't be docha. Still kavod wouldn't be docha. The bechol inyan kapasuk shel yishmala. That's because it doesn't say anywhere is that kavod isn't docha. It's it's docha sometimes. It just says yachal. I might think if he tells you to violate the iser, you listen. Tamalom, you don't. Kulchem chayim mechvodi. So it doesn't differentiate between if it's guf hametzah or not guf hametzah. Right. So it's a little bit of a problem. He says no. Behind mishun de barov v'nyanei kibud regilim lios laidei hechsher mitzvah. Kam rachmana de lo dachi b'chalanim. So saying since usually when it comes to kavod. Usually, it's not going to be the mitzvah of kavod itself, which is going to clash with an iser. So therefore, the Gemara, the Torah says, basically teaching you that as across the board, it's not docha. Across the board, kibud av v'aim is not docha, not docha an iser, even if it's the actual kavod itself. Okay, it's funny. It's funny how it works that way. Lahanach shekein hechsher mitzvah. That's what Gemara is saying. Ma lahanach shekein hechsher mitzvah is saying very well. It's saying is that really it's about kavod aim is not docha mechamer. Why can't you learn out from there in general? Because malahanach of kibud av v'aim where it's only hechsher mitzvah. So that's why it's not docha. Because in kibud av v'aim it's only hechsher mitzvah. You're only not doing the mitzvah of kibud av v'aim itself. You're just preparing to do kibud av v'aim. So that's not docha. But if you have a real mitzvah itself, that would be docha. I mean that's a straight way to learn. Okay. Right.
But it needs to be explained.
It could be, that's why, because David asked, what do you need the drasha for? If you tell me it's only half shemitzah, so you need the drasha for altogether.
You should know.
Leave it for altogether. But it could be, maybe he'll tie, maybe he'll say, I'm not sure, but maybe he'll say it because it's telling you, even when there is a direct class, if you just relied on half shemitzah, then you'd say, yeah, when it's half shemitzah, it's not docha, but when it's not half shemitzah, when it's actually mitzvah itself, it is docha. But that's the thing, it's not the case. It's like, since usually it's half shemitzah, therefore the Gzeiras HaKotzev is telling you that it's never docha. It's never docha. Which is a further point. Let's just focus for a little bit. So what can we pull out of this whole thing? Is you see one major difference between Rashi and Tosfos, besides for how they learn the Gemara. But if, according to Tosfos, if I'd ask you, if your father says, please cook for me, okay? Cook for me. Cook me some steak. So according to Tosfos, what he's saying is that the cooking is actually is only Hashem mitzvah. Right? It's not the mitzvah itself. But Rashi, you look at Rashi again, it sounds, the kiras los asei, hu mekayim asei the kibur. Okay? It sounds like he's saying is, with the akira loze itself, you are mekayim the asei the kibur. It's not only saying that it's eif shalakaimo. It's eif shalakaimo, you could say, means that's just a hafshar. It's impossible to do it without, there's no other way to do it. I have to cook it for him. There's no other way for me to give him the food. But he says more than that. He says, Shein hafshar mitzvah, bechilul shab, I'm sorry, akiras losa, say, hu mekayim, I say the kibbut. With the akira, the akira of the losa, say, you are being mekayim, that's a kibbut. It's not just saying is that it's gonna happen, it's necessary. It sounds like he's saying the thing itself is kiya the kiyam. Right. So it sounds like that's just a straight. So far, I mean, it sounds like it's a very straightforward machlokas. Is if my father says, cook me some food, I want a steak. So according to Tosfos, the mitzvah is the giving him the food. Right? And the cooking is only a hashem mitzvah. Right? According to Rashi, sounds like it's saying is no, the cooking itself is the asai.
Not to the exclusion of the other part, but included in the other. Right.
Of course, the giving the food itself is the asai, but it's not just the hechsher mitzvah. He's not learning the standard pshat in hechsher mitzvah. He's learning, he's changing. He's saying hechsher mitzvah, you know.
And what's the naf? Or only is enough?
Oh, the nafkamina, in terms of dechia, is major in terms of dechia.
Right,
whether it's docha, whether it has the force of the asai in terms of dechia. Okay, good. So that's like Gary. Okay, same idea. Now, what's the deal? What's the mitzvah of kibbut avayim? Is it pshat that it's like the maisa of giving your father his needs? Or is it a maisa of feeding him? Maisa of providing his needs? Because that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to service him. Right? That's what it means, to service him. Service him is, it's an action where you are doing something for him. You're cooking. Cooking isn't doing something for him. Cooking is a hechsher to be able to do something for him. But kavod means to give your father his needs. Right? Take care of him. Take care of him. You have to take care of him when you're cooking. Right? You're in the process. You're trying to. You know. You're trying to get to that point. But the kavod means to give him his needs. The giving his needs is the kavod. Anything else is just the hechsher. Or do you say no? That kavod is, it's like the gavra is subordinating himself to the father, to the father's needs. It's kavod. It's like it's his askos, but the idea is what's kavod? Kavod means that you are subordinate to the father, and the action of subordination of the self to the father's needs is the kavod. Okay, it's not just because I am giving him the steak, but it's the fact that I am subordinating myself to his need. Okay, so if that's the case, the entire askus in giving him the steak and getting the steak ready for him, he needs a steak. Oh, so I started my whole askus now of, that's all part of the subordination to the father's needs, because the father has a need, and now I'm involved. The every single thing I'm doing now is all part of that subordination. And the whole idea of kavod is that you're subordinate to the father. So it's not just the action of giving him the needs, but it's the it's a state of the gavra of subordinating himself to the needs of the father. But I'm just going a little more in the hasaskas. That's the idea in the hasaskas. Hasaskas is that the gavra, it's a state of the gavra of subordination to his needs. So that's going to take into its purview the entire you know, the entire is askus. Okay? Good? Okay. So, fine. So let's see. What do we want to do from here? So now, what I'd like to do is, let's say according to Tosfos. So according to Tosfos, he's saying that by Hechsher Mitzvah, right? So according to Tosfos, he's learning that really it's just the action of giving his needs. So now the cooking him is really just the Hechsher Mitzvah. So the Gemara says, so I might think that's docha. That cooking for him is docha Shabbos. Mashmal, no. It's not. Right? Mashmal, it's not. So what's that? Avin Maskana. Right? I might think cooking for him is docha Shabbos. Mashmal, it's not. Right? Because, for instance, you see, according to Tosfos, according to that, was what Gemara thought. It should have thought that really is the case of Seder Chalososai, right? I mean, it thought you could learn from general. I mean, the Gemara knew that there was only Hashem Mitzvah, right? But yet, apparently, the Gemara thought that was the same thing.
Right.
That in terms of Seder Chalososai, it doesn't matter if it's Hashem Mitzvah. Apparently, it would have been, that's the same thing. You can learn out from here that in general, it's always going to be Docha. Kamash Bola, no, she can't Hashem Mitzvah. You can't learn out from there. That Hashem Mitzvah is one thing, but this is the Mitzvah itself. So I know, what's the difference between saying a Hechsher Mitzvah would be able to be Docha, or saying only the Mitzvah, you know, only the Mitzvah itself. I want to say it a little bit differently, but I think I say the same thing. That the idea is, what's Docha? When you say Seder Chalososai, what's the... I mean, by the way, it's a Sugya, Seder Chalososai, but at least from here, just to, you know, you'd rather do the whole Sugya to say anything definitive here. But to say, I say, like, what's the Halacha of Seder Chalososai? Is it a Pshat that it's like the... that Sorach of the Asai is Docha Los Asai? In other words, you have an Asai. You're a Mechuyev in an Asai. Now, in order to perform that Asai, you have a right to overlook Los Asais. It's like, in order to bring about the goal of the Asai, you don't have to worry about Los Asais. I mean, so then even Haksha. Because the idea is, it means, it's like, anything which is needed for the Asai, it's like the goal of bringing about the Asai. So the goal of bringing about the Asai has the Hechsher, and it has the action itself. But the idea is that the objective of Asai is Docha Los Asai. Or do you say no, that it means it's the Maisa of an Asai. If there's a clash, and then one action is defined as Asai and Los Asai, the Asai wins out, and you're not going to Los Asai. It's not that in realizing your goal, the goal of Kim Asai, that the Los Asai is pushed, you could ignore the Los Asai. No, it's also the goal. The idea is that an action which would simultaneously, which on the one hand you have an Asai, and on the other hand you have a Los Asai, so the Asai takes precedence. I mean, but when you're in a Hechsher, there's no direct clash. The most good is that it works through like a clash in an activity. The Havmina would be, it's not like a clash in an action, like how you define the action, but it's an idea that the objective of reaching an Asai allows you to overlook Los Asais. So then it would be even the Hechsher, anything which is necessary. It's not just anything that you need to do in order to do that. Say you can do whatever you want. Where's the clash? It's a Dechiyah. Dechiyah needs like a battleground. It needs the meeting up with each other, and it pushes it aside. So the clash is with an action. But otherwise you say, well, I am trying to do Kibbutz I am now. So since I'm trying to do Kibbutz I am, I'm working towards it, so that's going to be Docha. What's Docha? The Docha, the Chi has to be where they're in the action itself, it's an Asai. But that which is, it's not the idea that I'm trying to do the Asai, I could ignore Los Asai. But there's a clash, there's actually a battle, and the thing pushes it aside. So they have to coexist in an activity. Okay? Good. So now then Tosa says one thing. There's like one more step here. Is that Tosa says, so now let's say you actually have a clash between the Asai of Kavod and the Los Asai. Mamish. Right, a real assay of kavod. You actually create a case where the father's telling you to cook me a basar b'challah. I don't know. I'm not sure. You have to create a case. No, it's not cooking. You have to say the father's telling me, put on kalayim. Dress me in kalayim. For the malvish, right? The, I don't know. I'm not sure. You get a case. You get a case where if you'd work out a case. I mean, it's hard to get a case. That's what I'm saying. I'll be rove. It's not going to happen. It's usually going to be just like a... it's usually going to be an action.
Shave my
pig. Yeah, I understand. Whatever, you work out a case. Work out a case. You have to reach the gear you want. So, I know, that's why, forget it. Okay? See, let's say you worked out a case. So you'd think that basically. So now you have a clash. Now you have a head-on clash, and when you have a head-on clash, I say the halosasai. Right. So what is he saying? Oh, rove of the time in kavod, it doesn't work that way. So therefore, we say even when there's head-on clash, it doesn't dochei. What kind of thing is that? How does that work out? I mean, it's I say the halosasai. Bottom line is I say the halosasai. So I mean, okay, rove. What does rove affect right now? Right now, I have a clash. I have to decide. This action is simultaneously and I say, hello, this is saying you have a principle. I say, the whole thing. How does it, what's the logic here, you know? Okay, here you go. So just, that's where I leave this question. I just want to raise a different problem to work on also. Okay, the Ramban. Ramban asks a question. He says like this, Vim Tomar. He learns like Tosfos, that really helps from mitzvah. Okay, so the real kiyum of kavod is when you're giving him the food, and this is just a hachshah. He says, but Velo Mekivat Shamalo Aviv Chamar Achabahem Techa Avik Vodo. Why don't you just say that the father tells you to bring the animal to get the food, that itself is kavod. He said, drive your animal, and you're saying that itself is kavod. Why are you saying it's just a hechsher? Yeah, it's true, relative to actually giving him the food, that's just a hechsher. But why don't you say that driving animal itself is kavod itself, the goof of kavod, because he said, get me food. Okay, he said, drive the animal. Right?
Specified.
Yeah. So it says, no, ein ikar kibud. Elam ein ikar kibud. Okay, important word here. Ein ikar kibud. Elam ash amru be kiddushin. Ezehu kibud. Machilo umashkehu umabisho umanilo. V'chol davar sheyesh lo hanava. Okay, the ikar kibud is only things which are his needs really. You know, it's, that which he has a hanav from. Okay, feeding him, dressing him, all that. Alam omar lo lasos davar sheein lo hanav shel klum. If he just tells you to do something he has no hanav from, he just says wear a red shirt. Whatever, random thing. Ein ze kibud shamra Torah. This is not the kavod which the Torah says. Okay? That's some other kavod, not the one the Torah's talking about. Okay? Okay? V'chein mash amru, yachal amru lo aviv lihitameh. Right? What do you mean? His father, what about the case that Moshe says is, your father tells you to become tameh. V'havi peros gamar. It doesn't mean just become tameh. It's to get fruits. Av lihitameh l'chinam, ein tzor chlomar. Of course you don't have to listen to him. He just wants to tell you to be tame. Well, he can't just tell you things. He can't just tell you to do whatever he wants you to do. It means to be tame, to get him food, to get him something. Okay? So again, he's saying that the ikar kavod is only his needs. But other thing is not the kavod of the Torah. Okay, that's the Ramban. So the question is, that makes sense. I mean, you don't define it, but it makes sense. But what's this thing of like ikar kibud or, you know? Okay, let's see the Rashba is a similar thing. Exactly. That's just say, yeah. Right, the question is just say, ain't kavod, ella this. And the other one isn't kavod. What do you mean? Say, ikar kibud, and the other stuff isn't kavod shamra Torah. Well, yeah, it's not kavod. I mean, is it kavod or is it not kavod? If it's kavod, why didn't the Torah say it? If it's not kavod, then it's not kavod.
It's not.
Okay, let's see the case. I'm reading in the middle, but it's in the Rashba. Fika shumachamer, ain't ze mamasho shel kavod. El hechshe kavodo. Right, when you're driving the animal, just hechshe. Right, the father said to Mechamer, the Fisha'ein Iker Kvodo El Vimashiesh Lobohana. The Iker Kvod again, it's only what she has on Akkad. I mean, Kedushin, Ezeo Kvod, Machil, Mashkeo, Mabisha, Manila. I will Omer Lo Lassos Dover, Shein Lobohana, Shel Klom, Einze Kvod, Chenitstave Aleha. Okay, that's similar so far, so the same thing, right? The Kvod Kazeh, Ein Bo Ase Shel Torah, Sheyidche Afilu Lav Greda. It doesn't have, it's not, that isn't, there's no asay shel Torah that will be docha, even a lav. It's not an asay that will be docha a lav. Okay? Even a regular lav. Okay?
That's what you mean.
Yes. No. The listening, if he, when he says, to be mechamer, he says that, listening to him for that, is not even an, it's not an asay which will be docha a regular lav. The implication kind of is, it is like an asay, or it's just not, and I say, which will be docha alav. You could argue that. You could say it means it's not even a say altogether. Yeah, it's just like this. You have to read carefully in the Gra. But the Gra is Lamed Vav, and Reshmam, Lamed Vav Likot. There are two of them, Likot, or the third Likot. Okay, you'll see it's at the end. But he basically quotes the Ramban and the Rashba. He brings in the whole thing. And then he just says at the end, he says, Vayin Shem B'Rashba, Shemashma Midvarav, Shedafka Lidchos Lav. Ayin Sham. That it's all, it means that it's not an asay. It means, what does it mean? Because he says it's not an asay to be docha alav. Because it's not saying it's not anything. You're saying it's not an asay such that it would be able to be docha the lav. But there still is an inyan of doing it. You know what I mean? There still is something to it. That's the dick. That's the sounds. We have to look at him carefully. I think that's his point, though. He'll do something, right? So the question here is what's the deal here? What's this idea of, like, is it kavod? Is it not kavod? It's not ikar kavod, they're saying. It's not the kavod. It's not an asay sheyidche lav. It's like, it's kind of like it is the asay. It sounds like the gross implying, like, it is the kavod. It is part of kavod. It's just not the part of kavod which is going to be able to be doche lav. But it still is a thing, an inyan, you know.
Yes.
You have cases. It says, like, if the, for instance, if the they say that if a Talmud wants to go, I mean, it's a good question. Yeah, you can look in the Shulchan. They have cases, like, but you don't have to listen to the father. Your father tells you to marry a certain girl, you don't have to listen, right? You don't have to listen because I think it's because of the.